All right, welcome back here to our post-game report live from Tolna. Once again, our final score in the second championship game. Lamar Litchfield-Marion defeats Kidder County by the final score of 12-2. Or I'm sorry, 11-2. And the Lobos are off to the state tournament with a 16-2 overall record. And right now we're glad to be joined by 14th-year head coach Darrell Haugen of the Lobo baseball team. Darrell, thanks for joining us here, and congratulations on the Region 3 championship. So
yeah, it sure was nice. We got a lot of good kids, and they've played a lot of baseball the last few years. As you know, they won the Babe Ruth and the Legion, so we got good kids. They're young, but they're good.
So let's talk about this one a little bit. That first game, kind of back and forth, had to come from behind, but Kidder County still won it in that first one there.
Well, we just didn't do the little things. We had runners on. We just didn't get the hit when we needed it, and too many walks. And just like for them, you know, pitchers walk people. That's easy runs, and they were running out of pitchers, and we were running out of pitchers. And main thing is, I guess we got it done.
That's the thing with these double elimination style tournaments and pitch count rules. You really have to use some strategy. So you have pitchers at the end of these games, at the end of the tournaments, right?
Yeah, the guy that finished hasn't played any varsity. He's played or thrown on JV, but he throws strikes, so that's what we had to go with, and that's what helped us get him out.
Connor Johnson pitched there, and then I think you had four pitchers in that second game, and you got Hanson in there, and Peel and Johnson coming in, working, did a nice job, so that was nice pitching for Lamar.
Well, we knew tournament. It was going to take a team staff because we have three really tough guys that we go with, but we knew with the pitch count they weren't going to finish, so we knew we were going to have to rely on some of those other guys, and they did a good job filling in.
Let's see. Region 3, yesterday there was three games that was decided by five runs, but you never really thought it was over until the last out. I mean, these teams can explode for 10 runs in one inning, so it was a tough tournament.
Well, even all year in our region, I mean, there was times where a team would score and we'd be behind coming in the last at bat, and somehow we always seemed to pull it off. And so the kids battled right to the end, and we knew it was going to be close. It was going to be a tough tournament. The team that had the most pitching or stayed in the winner's bracket and didn't have to play them extra games is probably going to be the winner. And unfortunately, that was us, I guess.
Congratulations on the Coach of the Year as well. So,
well, thank you. Yep. Like I told the kids, that award's won by the players. I mean, they do the work. They do everything. I just get to yell at them and do little things here and there. So,
pairings will be announced on Friday. Is that correct for the state tournament?
I believe so.
Okay. At 11 a.m., where do you think it's 1 through 5 and then random draw? Where do you think you're going to fall?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I was talking to Lucas on the way up when he said that Justin sent us that. And, we were in a couple tournaments, but they both got, or New Rockford one got canceled, so we didn't get any games against some different teams. So really, we've only played region game, and then we got two in Castleton, and we played Oaks twice. So we really didn't get to play anybody outside the area very much. So I'm hoping that's not going to hurt us too much.
Now, you told me when Carrington played down in Lamar, you're retiring from teaching this year, right?
Yeah, I retired. Okay. Still do baseball and possibly still be doing the AD job, assistant.
Okay. All right. Well, so long time Lamar, originally from Lamar, right?
Yep.
Okay. What do you want to say to the folks listening in Lamar, Litchfield-Marion, that you won the Region 3 championship here?
Well, we couldn't have done it without them, their support. We have great fans, and hopefully we'll see them all at Jamestown.
Okay. And playing at Jack Brown first time this year, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then last time to state for Lamar was 2008, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then, and two times, that was the third time for Lamar to
yep.
state, right? Okay.
2006, 2008.
Okay, well, sounds good. Well, nice job. Congratulations on the championship, and good luck at the state tournament.
So, well, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Not a problem. That's head coach Darrell Haugen joining us here on our post-game report. And Darrell taking time and chatting with us here, so we appreciate that.